Okay, welcome to CCCPR Radio number 2. This is Elemist, and I've got Hack and Slash here with me.
What up?
We're streaming live right now from our new hosts, Stevie Zone Radio. Thanks to Doug. He's got a really nice phone system and streaming system set up for us. Thanks to Doug. Thanks everyone that came out to listen to the
and the RC channel
show today. We hope to have a good show again, and we're probably going to be going for just about an hour tonight. But we hope to provide you with a good show. For those of you that don't know, I'm sure, pretty much everyone here does, the 2.6 kernel came out stable.
Yes. And
I'm guessing pretty much everyone knows that, though.
Yeah. I am going to be compiling it later on during the show live, and I just want to say that this is for Bland, who couldn't get it working, and I hope he does listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could say how many people we have listening right now. I'm guessing about 5 or 6, but
it will be a hard download.
We'll probably get more later on, or
yeah,
or something.
So, what do we have lined up for today?
I had a few things that I was going to do that I ended up not being able to do. I'm hopefully going to figure out if I have three-way calling and do it next show.
Yeah.
Some call out. You want to do your kernel thing, though, Hack and Slash?
Well, all right.
Are you ready to do any of that? Or?
Yeah, I just need to get some shit together here. All right.
Oh yeah. For those of you that don't know, this is our Christmas special CCCPR radio. It's the Christmas.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd have a little fun today for the show and do a little segment that I'm going to call it the AT&T Deaf Relay Christmas Carols. And I'm going to get an AT&T Relay here on the line, and they're going to sing you a couple Christmas carols for it. We'll see if this works, getting them connected.
Okay, should I start talking about the,
Hello?
Hello, this is the AT&T Internet Relay Service, CA5057 with a relay call. Are you familiar with...
Yeah, I am.
You know? Okay. Hello, CCCPR Radio, go ahead.
Yeah, who's this?
This is the Christmas Caroler, go ahead.
Okay, you gonna, sing us some Christmas carols, then?
What was that?
Are you going to sing us some Christmas carols, then?
Man, she's not really talkative today.
Yes, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you some Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Go ahead.
She's got skills, man. I'll tell you that much.
I've got more apprentices sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, they're typing. How is Mr. Hackenslash doing? Go ahead.
I am fine. Go ahead.
This is just wishing a Merry Christmas to all of the CCCPR listeners. Go ahead.
Well, on behalf of all of our fans and listeners, I thank you. Go ahead.
Time for Bookcake,
B-U-K-K-A-E.
Go ahead, signing off.
Dude.
Okay, they hung up. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That was...
I can...
Bookcake?
Okay, I've gotten some pretty lame relay ops operators over the years, and I have to say that was one of them. But that was still pretty funny.
Boot cake. All right.
One of the things that I was going to do today, I was hoping that I'd have some way to call out. I don't, to someplace else. Right now I just have to call in. Was calling up Microsoft technical support, and that's something I'm probably going to figure out next. Next show. Have some fun with that.
Yeah, they should be a.
Yeah, Vlad, that was
pretty receptive.
The, Vlad Inquisitor, you didn't hear that because the operator didn't say that. They said like boo cake, a k k e.
Yeah, as in cake, like chocolate. Or a cream or something, you know.
I'm not going to sit there and type everything phonetically for the relay operator. I tried to do that last one, and she didn't think I was speaking English with the one that I had on the conference last night during default radio.
So,
yes, Digital Attrition wants some of his boot cake.
Boot cake, yeah.
Boot.
Hey, you know, I mean, who doesn't? Hell, we all like boot cake.
Yep. I was going to go and check out that cell tower. I've been telling everybody about last night. I ended up not getting a chance to do that, so.
Have you done any reconnaissance or anything around? See what kind of lock they have? See if
there's anything? That's what I was actually going to do.
All right.
But I don't know. I'm going to try. What I'm actually going to try to do is set my. I have some two-way radios. I'm going to try to set it up so I can do a live remote broadcast from somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be real nice.
Yeah, Bland, what we were going to do with Microsoft is I was going to call them up and try to get technical support on installing Windows XP on an Altair 8800 and see what they think of that.
Ask them for Windows XP punch card edition, if they have it.
I have no idea how long the delay is right now, actually.
It might actually be smaller than I think it's less than 30 seconds, around there. I mean, people on the IRC channels are responding pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask something. I went to see Lord of the Rings the other day, and during the previews, was actually before they actually started the previews, they had a advertisement for a business. I can't remember what it was, what the business was, but it was for the world's first digital assistant. And it looked it looked like some humanish thing right out of a movie.
Wait. So,
like 90%
sure
like those, it was an advertisement and not a movie preview. I'm like 90% sure of that. And I was wondering if anybody knew what this was. I'm guessing it probably doesn't look like that. That was just a little picture that they showed.
So is it? It's not like one of those, the robot vacuum cleaners or like lawn mowers that they do all that shit by themselves.
No, it wasn't just like some intelligent household appliance. From what I don't know, they didn't say much. They're just like, it just seemed to me like it was more than that. But the world's first digital assistant.
So does it? Did it indicate what it does? What its purpose is?
No, it just went on. It's like I can't remember the name of the thing, which has been bugging me because that means I can't look it up on Google. But it was, I want to say G something. I'm not sure. It's like.
Mm-hmm. Wonder
I'm
maybe
trying to figure out what it was.
Bouquet functionality or something like that.
Hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound right about the robot. That really. Not kind of useful, but.
You know. Some people like that, I mean, it's not my thing, but,
Yeah. DOS 2.6, Unreal for real. We should make that.
On magnetic tape.
Yeah. And I've got tons of. Like magnetic tape sitting around. My dad's a huge old record and reel to reel. But if anybody knows what that thing is, from the advertisement that I was talking about, if anybody has seen the same thing or knows what it is that I'm talking about, it'd be appreciated if you could tell me.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Some people might, if they see the movie, just email us, and if you actually see the commercial before, like, movies, just email us and tell us what it is, what's it called or anything, so we can Google it up. We might, have a follow-up next show,
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, like, old software on, like, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
For old things. Looking at Slashdot, they have, is some company's oldest supported software that's been around for 30 years that this company is still supporting.
Wow. What is it? What does it do?
It's some weather monitoring software.
Well, it's got to be pretty impressive if they've been supporting it for 30 years.
I'm not even sure I know a company that's been around for 30 years that still makes computer software. I mean, I know a few that made computer software 30 years ago that are still in business, but they don't make, or at least not on a main, on a big level, make software anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, are you sure that you don't have a three-way on your phone?
Yeah, I'm sure. I am moving in next week, most likely, so I'm probably going to be getting a new phone plan and maybe some free long-distance minutes or something like that, and maybe I'm going to get some three-way stuff, you know? I just don't know.
See, I'd try it, but I'm not entirely sure that I have three-way, and the way that it works, I could get disconnected, you know, if I don't. Dog isn't here anymore, so he can't reconnect me.
If you want to make sure, just look on your phone bill and see what plan you have, and just look it up on the online and see if that plan includes a three-way.
Well, I don't really have that right now, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, should I start telling people about the 2.6 thing? What I'm gonna do?
Sure.
Okay, well, a couple months ago, probably like 2 or 3 months, I built myself a serial port infrared receiver, which is practically a device to allow a user to lazily control his PC with a remote control, with any remote control, pretty much. The software used for this application is LIRC, which by a coincidence is also an IRC client for Linux. So got to make sure.
You said you built this thing?
Yeah, I built it. Yeah, I just soldered.
I'm thinking about doing sort of the same type of thing. We have this remote control thing that we have sitting around that we haven't used for years.
Yeah.
It's like 4 or 5 years old. It's serial port, but it was meant for DVD.
Yeah.
Control. I was thinking if I could rig it up.
You might.
But
yeah.
Yeah. But go ahead.
It's all right. This software only works, it's currently only supported on the 2.4 tree. You know, go figure. So I built it, and then I was trying to install it, and it wasn't working on my 2.6 development kernel back then. Now it's stable. But it was just not working, and I just didn't know what was going on. So I went to check their SourceForge mail list, and it's just not supported on the 2.4 kernel. Now there are a couple of patches out, like unofficial patches, you know, made by users that supposedly enable the installation of this LIRC software on the 2.6 kernel. So I just grabbed the patch, patched my kernel source, and
I need to say something real quick. I'm switching boxes again. I'll be
all
back
right.
on IRC in 1 second.
But
go ahead.
And I just patched my kernel. Oh, by the way, the URL for this software is www.lirc.org. They also have plans to build like 2 or 3 different types of receivers. You can build a serial port receiver, and you can actually rig something up on your sound card to like convert infrared signal to sound, and you can use that. It's something really cool. And all right, I'm gonna get back on topic here. So I just grabbed the patch right now, and I just finished patching the kernel, and now I'm going to starting the recompile.
For those of us who don't know how to, for those of us that don't know how to do that though.
Yeah, you mean compile your kernel?
Yeah. I was gonna say, could you go into that?
Yeah. I'll tell you the steps I'm going through as I'm going through them. So I just switched to USR slash src/linux2.6.0. It's where my Linux source is at. And now I'm going to type in make menu config, not xconfig because I'm not a pussy like most people like graphic interfaces. And it's going to, it takes about 5 to 10 seconds to start up the kernel config program. And I am just not going to change anything, but I'll accept the LIRC thing, but I'll just walk you through the things that are of your concern, like everybody's concern. The general setup is just, you really, it's not a, I just didn't change anything in there. I left the defaults. Code maturity level options, I left the defaults. For loadable module support, make sure to enable loading modules and unloading modules, and I just and forced module unloading. Also, automatic kernel module unloading. I compiled all of these into the kernel. But whenever you configure your kernel, you can actually choose between building a module that can be later added to the kernel, inserted into the kernel, or you can compile something directly into the kernel. Okay, the next section is processor type and features, and you just select your processor pretty much right here. So this is just, everybody should just select what they have. I have a Duron, so I selected the processor the AMD processor family. Generic x86 support. Preemptible kernel. I don't really, I didn't really look into this thing, the preemptible kernel thing, but it's a new 2.6 thing, and it's supposed to speed up the kernel, practically.
Well, by speed up, I mean, does it take more memory to run with that, or?
I honestly don't know. The only thing I, heard about this thing is that you can actually notice, differences on the desktop if you have preemptible kernel enabled or not. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's just what I heard, so don't go on that.
But yeah, just that just reminded me, I was just going to make a side note. There was a group that was trying to press for future kernel development, including some graphical user environment stuff in the kernel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that means they're going to be basically try to incorporate like some of the X system into it, or if it's just
that would probably be a bad idea, seriously, because it would bloat, you know, it'll end up bloating. So
yeah, I don't know. I was just reading Slashdot, and just said that there was a group that was trying to get them to, or working on, or trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they were trying to get the official kernel development group, or if they were just making patches for kernels that would include some of the graphical stuff in there. But go ahead. Sorry.
It's cool. Then you have power management options with the ACPI and APM things. This is just practically power management support for laptops and desktops and everything. The next thing is bus options. Make sure you have PCI support and ISA support if you have ISA slots compiled into the kernel. You don't want your cards not being seen. Then you have executable file formats, and these are all just you should compile all these into your kernel. For device drivers, this is where this is probably like the biggest sub menu. And the only things that are really of interest here is, let's see, for me, networking support. Of course, select your network cards. Also, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and everything is in here. So, oh yeah, by the way, you were asking about PLIP, the parallel port networking thing?
Yeah, I was.
It's in here as a module, so if you want, you can recompile your kernel with the PLIP into it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, does anybody happen to know what was the first version, first kernel version that had SLIP, the parallel port networking thing,
mm-hmm.
in it? Because I'm looking for a I'm looking for a kernel version that would be good for my laptop, which is really outdated. But I need that parallel port networking on it. So if anybody in the IRC channel knows, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Now you have character devices, and this is all your serial port and parallel, and you have AGP support in here. I'm going to actually enable AGP support and include it in my kernel. I'm not even going to make modules out of that, because they are modules right now, but I'm going to compile them into the kernel. And this is where you find the Linux infrared controller option, and I'm going to enable it as a module. Okay, serial driver, since I have a serial port. Okay, this is all good. These are just the settings for the serial device. To have this work, you have to have your serial port drivers have to be compiled as modules before, and they have to be inserted into the kernel after the Lyric modules. They don't work without this. Okay, so I have everything good over here. After the character devices, you have multimedia devices, graphics support, and sound. This should be of interest to Bland, who's probably in the channel right now. Yes, he is. And you have the advanced Linux sound architecture, of course, ALSA. And you should, I have all of this compiled into my kernel right now, and I'm going to leave it like that. And most of your video cards are under PCI devices, and just select yours. Mine is a VIA A235 Southbridge chip, but the A233 driver will work with it. And I've got all that selected. USB support, you should definitely have that if you have a USB device. Next is file systems, and this is, of course, really important. You should never compile your file system type as a module, because it will not work. EXT3, CD-ROM, DVD file systems, DOS, FAT, and T. I don't do
a discussion sometime about file systems on the show one of these times. That was something that really confused me when I was new to Linux.
Yeah, we could have a segment on it probably next time.
Yeah.
You have, in 2.6, I think you actually have, the NTFS write support seems to be pretty, stable from what I've seen. I mean, I haven't tried it out, but I really haven't heard any horror stories about it, so you could maybe try it. I don't have any Windows installed on this machine, so I'm not going to enable it. Then you have partition types, network file systems, pseudo soft file systems, miscellaneous file systems, and native language support. You can mess with that all you want. And after the file systems, it's usually you have profiling support, kernel hacking, security options, cryptographic options, and library routines, and I'm just not going to change anything there. And now I'm going to save my configuration. Okay. Now, in 2.6, the make dep and make clean everything, that all of those are deprecated. Oh man, that's such a cool word. So now I'm just going to make BZ image, and the I is capital, of course. And this is going to make the kernel, compile the kernel. And this usually takes not a lot of time, actually. It's way better than...
unless you're running a 450 megahertz Pentium 2, like
well,
with 128 megabytes of RAM. But
when I said that it doesn't take a lot of time, I meant in comparison with 2.4, it will take a shorter amount of time, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the compile messages are cleaner. It shows you exactly what driver it's working on at the given time, so it's really cool. And now I'm just going to wait for it to finish. So, oh, wow, all right. Well, it's done. And I told you that was fast, right? That was like the fastest kernel compiling I've ever had, man. It's probably because I only changed the AGP settings and the LIRC, so... Now I'm going to make modules, and this should take, like, no time at all because there's no modules. And apparently Bland doesn't really like Alpha because it hasn't been working for him all that well, but... Bland, you actually should, get it to work because it's really cool. Okay, the modules are done. Make modules install. You know, when the first time I compiled my kernel, it was a 2.4.19, I think, or 20, something like that. When I did make modules install, I forgot the underscore between modules and install, and it just wasn't working, and I was so pissed off about that. And sooner or later, I realized I was doing it wrong. So usually when it's a problem, it's human error.
Yeah. Well, that's like everything on a computer that has problems is user
yeah.
error, I mean, at some extent.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're using Microsoft Windows products, all the user problems are going to be back at Microsoft headquarters.
Well, yeah.
Well, most of them at least, but...
Okay, now I'm going to move the compiled kernel to my boot folder directory. And I'm trying... All right, I found it. Okay. And I'm going to rename it to vmlinux.new. I'm not going to overwrite my current kernel since I don't want to mess it up. Moving system map. Okay. And now I'm going to edit /lilo.com. Okay, I'm adding my new kernel. Okay, saving. And after you always, when you edit your lilo.conf file, make sure to open up terminal and run lilo. All right? Because it will not work without that. And now I'm going to be exiting the IRC channels and everything, and I'm going to be rebooting into my hopefully IR-enabled kernel. Reboot. Okay, now we have to wait to reboot. Do you have anything you want to say or add? All right.
My phone's...
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
All right, do you have anything to ask or comment or anything on the kernel thing?
Is it working for you then?
Well,
not yet,
but I haven't rebooted yet. The kernel should reboot. I mean, I've probably recompiled the 2.6 kernel like probably about 15 times right now, and only twice I've had it not work. When I booted, I actually compiled my EXT3 support as a module, and of course that didn't work. And this one other time, I have no idea what happened. I just got a kernel panic error, and it just wouldn't start. So, yeah. Hopefully my AGP will be working. Okay, I'm getting my DHCP. Alright. Okay. The kernel booted fine, and I have no modules loaded, which is about right. Now, start X, I should have the NVIDIA module loaded. Oh, man. Oh, all right, I know what happened. I am using the NVIDIA beta driver, and it was compiled for the other kernel. So now I have to reinstall my NVIDIA driver, which will take really not a lot of time, but... Okay. See, this is one of the things about doing live shows. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's cool, though.
I don't know. I feel stupid sitting there and editing away stuff, though, on non-live, on recorded shows.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just... like to go with the flow, you know?
Yeah. We're probably going to get a conference line tied in a second. I've talked to Doug about giving out our call-in number to one person who will tie it in with three-way. And he's giving the go-ahead on that, so...
By the way, these NVIDIA drivers are not yet officially supported for the 2.6 kernel. So if you have an NVIDIA card, the only way to use them on the 2.6 kernel is to get a patch. Actually, it's more like two patches, one for the installer and one for the driver. And they are at www.minion.de. It's a German site, and they actually work really good. Okay. Now start X. I just installed them. It should work. And it does. Fluxbox started fine. I'm going to see real fast if my AGP is working. Cat proc driver. NVIDIA. AGP status, and it is working. That's great. And that's about it. Now I'm going to have to check if all the LIRC stuff got installed, the modules and everything. They should be here somewhere. Serial. And yes, they did get installed. Okay, this is Real nice. I'm gonna try and.
Oh yeah, this is electrician, but Mr. ACP Hot Plugging Man is not here.
Oh,
he's
actually,
at a Christmas party, far, far away from here. I feel happy. I got my own Christmas party here.
If you want, after I do this LIRC thing, I'll tell the listeners about the whole video card thing that happened yesterday. Do you remember what it was? The fan stopping and everything?
Oh, yeah, that picture that you showed me, your new fan out of paper clips and tape.
Yeah, it is ghetto, man. I mean, there's nothing ghetto-ware in my computer except the duct tape. Okay, and I'm back in the IRC channel with my new kernel. And I'm going to attempt to load the lyric modules. Okay. Now I have to,
See, when I tried compiling the kernel, everything worked fine. Everything went the way I wanted, but there's nothing on the screen.
Hmm. Yeah, what version was this?
It was 2.6 test 9.
It might have been that this was in the console, right?
Yeah, it was.
Like,
here's what happened. I typed in once I just gave it a while. You know, the machine acted like it was busy. I just gave it a while. There's still nothing on the monitor. Typed in root, enter, hit the enter key. Typed in my password, hit enter. You know, still nothing. Typed start, X, you know. And my monitor adjusted, you know, like my monitor adjusted for it.
Yeah.
There's still nothing on the screen, even when I did went into the X Windows environment into KDE.
Okay, now I'm loading everything needed by LIRC and the serial drivers, which, as I said before, have to be loaded before. After the lyric drivers. Okay, LSMod, everything's like it should be. And now I'm going to plug my receiver in the back of my computer, and hopefully nothing will happen bad, as in smoke. Okay, wait a minute, I have to pull my PC close. Okay, let's see now. Okay, let me put the phone down for a second. Okay, it's in now. And now when I type mode 2, something should be working. Something should happen. And I have no idea what the hell's going on right now. Seriously, I typed in mode 2 and a new line formed under it and it says space 20. And I have no idea what that is. At least it seems to be kind of recognizing my LIRC device. Well, let's just end this right now, and I'll get working on it, and maybe next show I'll have an update or something on it. You still there?
Yeah.
All
right. I am. Hey, if anybody wants to connect, we're gonna do a call-in thing in just a minute. You can call in to the number 510-528-5802. That again is 510-528-5802. I'll give people a minute to get on, sit for a while, and compensate for the delay. hope to get some calls in. Have a
who?
Hope to get some calls in. Doug's gonna bridge in a conference line for me in a minute. I just gave up the number. Is what it was. But
whoa, all right.
See, time goes really fast.
Yeah, you know. It's actually, we've almost already had an hour, which is, kind of weird.
Yeah. If you've got like 5 minutes left on the 1 hour show, Doug's sort of timing us apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you want to get on the show, you pretty much have to get on right now. Oh,
yeah, so, call us up, so, yeah. We can.
You want to go another 30 minutes, pass and slash then, or?
You know, if it's cool with Doug, it's all right with me. I mean, I don't really have anything else better to do. Not
okay.
That, you know.
The exciting lives we live.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just found out the whole LIRC thing was working. I typed in mode 2, and I grabbed my DVD remote control, and it whenever I type a button, pretty much anywhere in the room, my controller picks my receiver picks it up and just like displays information about the signal on the screen. It's just cool, seriously.
Yeah.
Everybody should have one of these. If you cannot control XMMS from your couch, then you are not lead enough.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So you could start selling them, manufacturing them.
Well, actually, they do. I found a good couple of sites that do.
Huh.
So is anybody...
Hey, is anybody going to get on the conference line then? Anybody in the channel?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to consider that idea dead?
Well, if
anybody's worried about the long distance, I have a little hint. You can go to www.faircall.com, and they have a little contest. Oh, there's two people on right now. We're going to connect in just a second, probably.
Oh, sweet.
You can go to faircall.com, and they have a little contest, and you can win 5 to 20 minutes free calling each day.
Mm-hmm. And there's always a phone hog, which I understand didn't work for you.
Okay. It wouldn't send me a confirmation email. I even went back to their site, and they had a little link you could click on to resend it, and it wouldn't send it.
Yeah. Well, you know, since they're giving out practically free long-distance minutes, you know, free calling cards and everything.
They might have something against giving it out to free email addresses, like Hotmail and...
Yeah.
No,
if you have
a...
Yeah,
go ahead and connect the conference line now. We currently have two people on. But I'm going to go ahead and have Doug do that for me.
I wonder who's calling.
Like, turn your radio down.
All right.
Yeah,
what
you
up, what up?
CCCPR. Turn your speakers down if you have any up so you don't get massive delay.
So who's on
here? Who all is on here then?
Bland.
And,
oh, Bland?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up,
man? Doug was telling me that we had two people on.
Yeah, this is a knee tank.
How you doing?
NRC thing.
You guys have any comments, any shout-outs or anything?
Cool show. Shouts to Hack for no good reason.
Thanks. What's
Bland
was the
voice. I feel privileged. I've never listened to any of the shows that he's on, unfortunately.
Was the Bland, was the kernel compiling guide any helpful? I mean, was it good for anybody or?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah,
was it just crap?
There's a lot different. I mean, whenever I've done it like twice, successfully once and unsuccessfully once.
Yeah.
And that really helped because there's like a lot of differences between 2.4 and 2.6. I mean, everyone has the bright idea at first to just make old config and then save it in your 2.6 directory.
Yeah, no, that will not work.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, don't do that.
See, actually,
if anybody that's listening now that didn't get it earlier, I was just going to say you can still call in 510-528-5802.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this in a couple minutes, probably. But.
Yeah. Man, this remote control thing is, I don't know, it just blew my mind when I saw the little pulse in space numerical values pop up on my screen. That was just awesome.
Is there a way to, like, configure it to, like, launch a program, probably?
Yeah. You can actually, from what I understand from their website, www.lirc.org, you can actually configure buttons to move the mouse cursor up, down, and sideways, which is, that's really nice, if you think about it.
Oh, actually, for everyone that's got Pocket PC, there's actually something called, like, I think it's a Total Input. It allows you to control your computer from your Pocket PC, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Is it using the IR port on the PDA?
There's actually a lot of things you can use with it. Use a wireless, a USB, anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, somebody else is on apparently now. Or
hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Sorry, guys.
Who is this?
Voodoo Howl.
Voodoo Howl.
What's going on, man?
Not much. No shouts to me for no good reason?
Yeah, sure. Shouts to Voodoo Howl for fixing my box.
Well, look, I'm going to give props right now in the middle of the show to everybody who's listening right now and to Doug for fixing us up with this new stream URL. And
this awesome phone system, too.
Yeah.
How's everybody to connect?
And for actually letting people hear me. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to get off here. I'm on a company phone. Cell phone battery's dead, so. Anybody wants to call me back on three-way?
Later, man.
Later, guys.
No, he doesn't.
Well, it's always good to talk on the company phone.
Oh, yeah. That's always good. Make as many phone calls as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never pay you enough anyway, so.
You know what? Screw them.
See, Voodoo Howl's boss is going to come down and he's going to be like, who are these $100 worth of calls placed to? So, yeah, it's CCPR radio. It's the hacky.
Yeah, go and listen.
Yeah. I can give you the URL if you want. But, yeah.
So. Wow, this is bad radio right here.
Yeah, sorry about that. I only know two kinds of radio, bad radio and really bad radio, so
we haven't really talked much about Boot Cake this only in the beginning.
Boot Cake.
Now that Bland's here,
new term for it, thanks to that.
Yeah.
You guys are really missing out. Bukake is really good radio.
Booktacular or something.
Yeah, it's bukakerific.
Bukalicious.
Yeah, yummy, yummy, yummy. Hacker Slash has got bukkake in his tummy.
Well, how about not? No, I'm I'm really not that big of a fan.
Yeah. It's not for
that.
It's the AT&T relay operator's boo cake with nice creamy frosting on top. But hey, you're on CCCPR radio.
Aw, shit. What up? Decoder.
Whoa, Decoder, what's up, man?
What's going down?
Nothing, we're just sitting here talking about boot cake and
Well, what happened, Bukkake?
No, it's
no,
boot cake now.
It's now officially cake.
They changed the pronunciation?
Yeah, we were doing the AT&T dev relay thing.
That's the AT&T's pronunciation.
That's exactly the same way that William Shatner pronounced it, I think, on Howard Stern. I think it was William Shatner.
Okay, well, if somebody...
This AT&T relay op that we had on earlier watches that show.
If somebody could hook us up with a sound clip of William Shatner saying bouquet.
Yeah, I'd like to have that.
We would play that before the show.
I'm fairly sure that it was William Shatner.
Have their intros.
No, it wasn't William Shatner. It was David Letterman.
Oh.
That's almost as good.
That would be cool, too.
That's exactly who it was.
Because with William Shatner, it'd be like, I was surfing for bukkake. Bukkake out of my captain's log. You know?
Stardate bukkake.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
So what is going down in the world of computer counterculture and people and radio?
Well, we did a Linux 2.6 kernel review / guide earlier.
Yeah, I was hearing that.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here. I'm really excited because I got the infrared controller to work, and I'm just happy about that. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you guys if you didn't see my post on the BinRef forums.
Mm-hmm.
About the my video card. Did anybody see that?
Yeah, you cleaned it and it crapped out?
I didn't clean it. I just got my AGP enabled and with a new beta NVIDIA drivers, and I was playing Enemy Territory and the fan just stopped. And, you know, good thing I have a window in my case, and I just looked and I just died for a second. It stopped.
That's not grabbing your attention.
Yeah. I pulled the plug, literally. I just pulled the plug out and I opened it, and the fan was burnt. I mean, it was really burnt. So I just I took a Pentium 166 heatsink and fan, and I just tore the fan off. Stuck it to the cage of the first fan with some paper clips and super glue, and it is good as new.
Very nice. Oh.
It's really not a authentic ghetto mod since there is no duct tape involved, but it's pretty ghetto.
You don't want to put duct tape on something that gets really, really hot anyway.
Yeah, I've learned that from exhaust pipes on cars.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that.
See, my computer is the most ghetto of all of you, in that my motherboard went completely bad when somebody beat the crap out of it, and I soldered on a chip that fell off, and for some strange reason it worked after that.
Wow. Was it by any chance Mr. AGP hot plugging?
No, that was before Mr. AGP hot plugging man's time.
Oh, all right. Okay, I don't know whose phone that is, but it sounds really bad.
Someone's phone making noise. I don't hear anything. Maybe it's mine.
I don't hear it either.
Okay.
Okay.
You got that there?
Whoa.
Well, that. Okay, I heard
yeah,
that.
I heard that.
Well, I am on copper wire on a landline, so not experienced any technical difficulties. But on the subject of duct tape, my computer is made completely out of duct tape. Red duct tape, actually, which is, the girlies like that for the bondage stuff. I got the red. 3M, Scotch 3M. You can buy it at your local Home Depot.
Okay.
You know, whenever there's a moment of silence, somebody usually says okay, and everybody just starts laughing, and it's done, you know?
That should be bukkake time.
Yeah,
that's repeat.
Bukkake.
That's bukkake time.
Everyone's rubbed one out.
Oh, by the way, Elemis, all that stuff that we did with AT&T the other night, do you have it recorded?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, man, you should have. That was some lead stuff, bro. That was very lead, like three operators on.
decoder. I was freaking before you were born. Go ahead.
I had him to sing to us. This one person wouldn't sing. She just tone deafly said what I typed.
Well, the one, she did sing Happy Birthday and Jingle Bells. Well, she sang Happy Birthday with more effort than Jingle.
I know, she's also singing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, but I had one on the show earlier tonight.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be my AT&T Christmas Carol special, you know? And she just said what I typed. She wouldn't sing it at all.
Yeah, it depends on who you get. I've actually had relay operators that have partaken in phone sex with me and got pretty much into it, actually. They did. They got into it.
That first relay operator, the one that I got to sing to me, actually had a whole conversation with her about, can you sing this? Half of which she said to you, but even though I put it in parentheses and I'm like, operator, do not say this.
Well, they're transparent. They say everything.
I know. But like halfway through, she realized that I actually didn't want her to say it. And
they catch on kind of quickly, I suppose.
Oh, by the way, I have a question for you guys that are on right now. Do you think we should have any show notes or anything?
No, what
show notes?
Yeah, what do you
no, show notes
that
not
I'd
as
say,
a,
I'd say if you want to listen to our show, you should listen to our show. It's a how would you say?
Yeah. It's like a little present every now and every week, you know?
Well, what kind of show notes do you mean? Do you mean like show notes while you're doing the show or afterward on the website?
No, show notes after the show. Show notes as in what I do for BinRev.
Well,
I kind of dig those.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna have show notes on for default, but I was, where was I? I was looking at the old episodes of HackerMind,
mm-hmm.
and a few of them have notes and a few of them don't, and I came to the conclusion that sometimes you want to put a little bit of a description of what was going on.
Yeah.
You know? That's at least what I came to, that, you know, maybe someone sees something they like, maybe they weren't going to listen, and they see something in the notes.
Bukkake,
that they're,
you know.
Yeah, Bukkake, and they're into it, and they're like, wow, the show's about Bukkake? I better download the thing, and, you know, then they get into it.
They give it to all their friends.
That's exactly right, all their Bukkake-loving friends.
Yep, and
we should just put Bukkake for all of them, for no reason.
Yeah. Episode 4, Bukkake.
Bukkake special.
New Linux distro, Bukkakex.
Hey, me and Duel were actually going to put that together.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
Talking about that.
Well, that's going to be pretty lethal, I would imagine.
I hope so.
The theme to it, at least.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of just... everything is going to be, like, sexually ambiguous, but nothing, like... I wanted to have, like, the main picture be, like, a gushing oil derrick.
So all alluding to that, though.
Yeah, it's ambiguous, but you look at it and you're like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, man.
In a deeply perverted sort of way.
Most definitely. Got to put a disclaimer on that.
Yeah. Please don't copy.
Only if you're 18 or older.
16 or older. In some states. Yes, yes, Bukkake.
Oh, man. See, I was going to... actually, Digital Attrition explained to us the... etymology of Bukkake like 2 days ago or yesterday, and I was going to read it on the show, but we kind of lost it, so I'm doing a quick search on Google right now. For
that'd have been a really good presentation.
Yeah, I remember a little bit of it.
Okay, I'd be scared to search for that on Google.
Yeah, you don't want to... Now, see, Hackenslash is doing a Google image search, though, for Bukkake. So I'm fine mode.
No, Hackenslash is going on to the... onto Usenet and doing a looking through some of the personal stuff looking for Bukkake.
Wanted to do. Wanted Bukkake.
You get a lot of hits with that.
Old white male loves Bukkake.
Oh man, you guys do a very vulgar show.
Man,
we haven't sworn like this entire show though.
Wait, have I? If I did, I apologize. It's just like.
No, I don't think you have.
No, it's cool.
Yeah, just the way I come off.
We don't really care either, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you don't care, well, shit.
Yeah, I never, whenever I'm
yeah,
like...
fuck that.
Yeah, whenever I do something like this, I never want to be like that guy. Like, I never want to be the one that, like, breaks the swear word cherry or whatever. I wait till I hear somebody else do it, and I can, like, unleash the torrent of obscenity that's usually just below the surface.
Well, I just can't help it. I don't know what it is. Some sort of mental problem I have. Got to drop them. I drop the expletives like $2 hooker drops their drawers.
Man, I am not finding the... I'm finding everything about Bukkake except the origin of the word.
Now, I think, if I remember right, like, Buk is like the Japanese form, like, it's like a sexual slang.
Slang?
Yeah, and like, ake or kake is like a facial, is like of the face. So it's like a sexual, like Bukkake is like a sexual assault of the face.
Sounds pretty right.
Oh yeah, we were actually adding kake on like everything.
Yeah, because like we were talking about my boss kake, like a sexual assault, like my boss assaulting my face.
Okay. I think I found something right here. No, as in about the word.
No, I okay, but I just saw something that's funny. It's on a dictionary site. There's a couple serious dictionary definitions of it. It's not like the etymology of the word, just a definition. But one of them, it's not really serious. This Bukkake is when a mommy and a daddy 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 all decide that mommy needs to have some special facial moisturizer.
What a beautiful mental picture.
Actually, it says here, Bukkake is a noun form where the ideograms could be read as hit and splash or hit and stick in the form context.
Hack and Slash is now known as Hit and Splash.
Hack and Splash?
Oh, Whack and Splash.
This is kind of like our version of RFA 69.
Anytime I'm even like in the IRC panel when the show's going on, this is it's going straight to shit.
Oh, man. That's all I got to say.
Wow, digital attrition just wrote like two paragraphs on the word in IRC. I think I'm just going to copy and paste this into the when I put the show up for download.
The whole show notes is just the origins of the word Bukkake.
Well, you got to admit, I mean, it could be considered an art form. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, it involves aim.
Yeah. Like archery, you know.
Have like hit the target.
Bukkake contests.
From across the room.
Who has the best aim and range, you know?
That's right. Get a good 10, 15 feet out of it.
Decoder, you're the only person I can know that can be a guest on a show and yet still sound louder than the host.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. Let me change phones. You want me to just hang up? I can just hang up. I had other things going on.
Now you can stay on it.
Well, hold up.
I'm just making a joke, man.
Are you serious? No, seriously. I'm
not that bad, Decoder. Don't worry.
No, I'm changing phones.
You're not offending anyone.
Is that better?
You're also the only person that I
yes,
know that
sound,
has, like,
sound
a
much
phone
better.
Like, phony has the quieter phones, the louder phones. If he's too loud, he goes and switches to the quieter phone.
There you go.
I'm I just have phone.
I blame it on my $15 Con Air phone.
Damn great phones.
FX2000X.
We'll make a commercial for that to play throughout the day.
Why?
Do you want to sound like Decoder? Well, you need to get the phone. It's the Decoder phone.
Coder phone. I'd be scared to buy that.
Phone Kake.
There you go.
I'd be even more scared to buy that.
I'm dropped in plastic.
I can get your $10... Bell South.
Actually, the ringing sound for phone Kake is actually a splish splash sound.
You should be like,
you're gonna make that ringtone.
Big splash ringtone.
be in a theater, your cell phone rings with a ringtone like that. People turn around and be like, screw the movie, man. I want to see the cock, eh? So, anybody see Lord of the Rings, the new movie? I know Elemis saw it.
Yep.
Do you guys think it was cool? I haven't seen it yet, so.
I thought it was good. But is everyone still here? Blind people?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Just making sure. You could make, like, your phones could make, like, the too poor for phone sex phone that makes, like, sexually suggestive comments throughout your call.
Do you know in Europe they have the phone sex text messaging? I have a copy of FHM, that men's magazine, and it's the UK version. And in the back they have all these phone sex ads, and a lot of them are text messaging, phone sex. And it's like, I think it's like £1, whatever that equals to in American dollars per message.
Like $1.6?
Yeah, it's weird. You get a text message, and it's going to get you off. I don't know, maybe it's like cyber.
But wait, hold on. If someone's going to send me like $1.50 to be like, to like SMS, like I'm licking your balls.
Like, I'll do it.
That's all you got to do? I mean, shit, hook me up.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know it's not girls sending these messages.
Oh, no.
Most definitely not.
You know it's ex-cons, right?
Usually.
Like 300-pound dudes that just got out of prison who actually enjoy this kind of stuff.
I'd go for that job in a second. I'd buy it. Not literally, though.
Okay.
One with the cream.
Gotta get into that text messaging, phone sex.
It's a good business. We should all start that here in America.
I mean, they got it going big there. I mean, I could tear apart my house and look for the issue of FHM. It was the one, well, I guess it wouldn't matter who was on the cover because it was the UK version, but Monica Bellucci was on the cover, which is why I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole back of the magazine.
Little kiosk set up at random places where all the text messages go to. So just random people that walk up could reply to the text messages.
Here it is, FHM. This is the June 2003 UK edition. So anybody out there listening in the UK might have seen this one. And they got all these 0900 numbers, which of course the equivalent to 1-900 numbers. And they have all sorts of stuff that you pay money for. Here's what you pay like a pound a minute to hear jokes.
Well, I could go online for that for free.
Well, yeah, right.
I mean, really.
Here you go, hot text chat to these girls now. Send text. 80044. Weird. Yeah, to receive.
Okay, I think Elemis just got disconnected. He's writing on IRC. He just got disconnected. That kind of sucks, dude. Well, you know, SMS is really big in Europe. I mean, I have a lot of friends in Romania, and they're always like, dude, SMS me, and I'm like, man, it just, you know, I just don't get it, seriously. You know? I don't know. Hey, you guys still there?
It looks odd. I'm still here.
Yep.
All right.
Here you go. Hardcore text. Chat about sex.
Text kake.
Wow. Yeah, a pound a minute, plus VAT, whatever that is. Oh, no, it's not a pound a minute. It can't be a minute. Each text costs £1 plus VAT, which I don't know what that is.
Damn.
It's value-added tax or something like that. Added value tax, yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
And you know in SMS lingo, it'd be TXT KKE, right?
That's it. You got to start that up here. Tex-Pake on the GSM network.
You know, that would be a really good name for a simple text file editor, like, you know, like Notepad or something like that. Tex-Pake. It just rolls off the tongue, you know?
Somebody's out there right now probably already working on it.
Yeah, we can
have
to go up now.
It's a copyrighted trademark now, so don't even think about it.
The papers have already been sent.
We got to wrap the show up now, though. Anybody have any last shout-outs or anything?
Shout-out to Slip, shout-out to Hack, shout-out to everybody.
I want to give are we just closing the show right now? Because I have no idea.
Yeah, I'd actually do a little more after the conference, probably just do our final show. Except
all
I got
right.
Disconnected, and somebody was nice enough to three-way me onto the conference, so we can't disconnect the conference without me getting disconnected. So.
All right. Well, I want to... Well, all right, Digital Attrition wants shouts, so I'll give shouts to Digital Attrition. He was actually the one who came up with our slogan, Boot Up, Tune In, Hack On, which is on our site, so, you know, shouts to him. And shouts to Bland, Dual, Stank, everybody from the DDP, Slip Mode, and you guys all rock, you know, Doug, Decoder. And I want to give shouts to Access Excess. He's he hasn't been around much. Most of you probably don't know him that much, but he's a good guy, and he introduced me to Linux and everything, and props to him.
Oh, can I give shouts?
Huh?
I want to give shouts to Briscativo.
Okay.
And to Swedish right, Fish, okay. Which is what I'm eating right now.
Anybody else have
Swedish Fish on?
Hell yeah. They're actually a laxative.
Really?
All those gelatinous type of candy materials are laxatives.
That's my problem.
Yeah, you can't eat too many of them. It's the,
Oh, man.
It's the mineral oil, which is what makes them, like, gelatinous, I suppose.
Yeah.
Are you serious? So that actually explains a lot.
You know, they should
no
say...
No kidding.
It, they should say it on the package, but they don't. But it's the mineral oil in there. It's a
I ate,
laxative.
Like, an entire bag of gummy bears once, and it was bad.
You were sure, red and green, right?
I swear, I didn't know what was going on, man.
Yeah, it's the mineral oil. You've got to always check the ingredients in what you eat.
Wow, man.
Yeah. In moderation, just like anything else. Except bukkake.
Yeah.
I want that in moderation.
Yeah.
It's no good if it's in moderation.
It's not really the same.
There's never enough bukkake, Linux, or money. Or alcohol, in my opinion.
Like I had in my cig for a really long time, life ain't nothing but bitches, money, and root. And bukkake. That's an afterthought, though.
P.S. and bukkake.
Yeah, and bukkake.
Man, this was... bukkake was the highlight of our show today. The Christmas Carolers coming in second place. The Colonel thing coming in third. And, you know, it was a pretty good show. Don't you guys think?
Of course. I've got a couple shouts, though. Thanks to everybody that came and listened. Thanks to everybody that got on the conference. We need more people should have got on, but shouts to the Linux kernel developers for finally getting out the 2.6 stable.
Definitely. Linus, you're my hero.
Good T-shirt idea right there.
Yeah.
So we could make, like, a Superman spoof movie-type thing that's, like, Linus is Superman. Actually, that's a pretty lame idea. Nobody do that.
Oh, somebody's just calling in?
No.
Who disconnected?
This is Bob Marley.
Bob Marley?
That guy died. You're on him.
No, I'm just kidding, Janatis.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty fucking black right now, actually.
Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and end the show about now. Thanks to everyone that helped out. Thanks to everyone that listened. We're going to do next show next Saturday, 8 o'clock. Come and listen. Oh, yeah, and I shouts to Doug, too, for getting us on TV Zone and setting up this,
definitely,
this awesome telephone system.
Doug's the man.
Oh, okay. Is this a show right now?
Huh? Oh, my, dude.
That was awesome. I just come in here and fuck this all up. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, man. Look, being spontaneous is what a live show is all about. Bukkake and people who don't know what's going on.
And Natus was just trying to call a cop.
Sorry. Sorry.
I want people listening to me.
Props to you, man. Seriously.
All right, y'all. Later.
All right. Later, man.